He went on the top of Daf and Dalet Amud Aleph. He was on the Ma'aseh with Aharon ben Brachana when he saw them in the same midbar. And one of the things that he did is that he cut off the corner of their talis to be able to figure out what's the halacha is with the ichutim to be passing Beis Shammai or like Beis Hillel. Now, to do it, there's a big machlokes rishonim. When a mace is buried, is he buried with his talis with tzitzis or not? Some rishonim hold that he is, and the other rishonim hold that he's not for different reasons, either because tzitzis is made that he kept kol Torah kula. And a person shouldn't, we don't have a right to assume that a person did that, or other reasons that are given why a mace is not buried with his talus. But l'chaim from this gemara, it's mefurish, a mace are buried with their talus, with their tzitzis, because we see that the mesei midbar had their tzitzis on them. So l'chaim, it's a raya, k'neged the other rishonim. So Taisus over here brings this raya, and then he says it can be daicha, that we know that the mesei midbar, the matter says, they used to go in every Erev Tisha B'Av Mechaim, everyone would go into the kvarim, and then those who were supposed to die remained in the kvarim, and everyone else was able to come out. So these mesim that went in, they went in with the regular begadim on, the regular tzitzis, and that's why they were found with their tzitzis. But by a regular mes, somebody who actually died, there's no raya that you actually put the tzitzis on them. Now l'char, the Teretz HaTaisus is a shekel pela, because if you hold that for some reason a mes shouldn't have tzitzis on them, so even though they were wearing the begadim mechaim, but once they died, then l'char, other people should remove it from them. They should take them off in order that they shouldn't have the tzitzis on them for whatever reason. They're not supposed to be wearing the tzitzis. Why didn't they remove the tzitzis from them? L'achar misa, the l'achar, it still needs beer, the Teretz HaTaisus. So I saw in the Artz HaZachayim from the Malbim asks his kasha, and he says, he brings from the Yerushalmi that a mace is, normally a mace is not oimid l'tchiyah by tchiyas mace, he's not going to be wearing his tachrichim that he was buried in, rather he's going to be wearing the begadim that he used to wear mechaim. So Megli says, by regular mace, who there's no reason to bury him with his tzitzis, because he's not going to be oimed with those begadim anyways, he'll be oimed with the begadim that he wore mechaim, and those begadim have tzitzis on them. Mashenkin over here, these mesim, they're not being read with tachrichim, they're wearing the regular begadim because they weren't mesim, they're chaim, so they should wear their tzitzis because these are the begadim they're going to be oimed in, and we don't want them to be in a matzav where lost a love when they get up, they're not wearing the tzitzis, and that's why by the mesim midbar they were buried with their talisim, with their tzitzis, and there's no raya from here to mace the alma. I just want to be mesim with a public amaisa that I saw about the Yisoid Bashar Shavaida. In one of his tzavos, he writes over there. So lemaisa, this din of what to do lemaisa is a machlokes mechaber in the Ramah, pretty much. The mechaber in Shinan Alf says that a mace is nifra with the talis that has tzitzis, and the Ramah says that the meaning is to pass one of the tzitzis, that you shouldn't be nifra with a talis that has regular tzitzis. And that was the minig many places that they would passel the tzitzis of a mace. Now the Yisoid B'Shar Shavaida, before he was nifta, he wrote in this tzava that he wants to be buried with a talis with all the tzitzis, and they shouldn't passel any of the chutim. That's what he wrote in his tzava. So after his p'tira, the Chevra Kedisha wasn't sure what to do. Should they keep his tzava and be mashanah from the minig, or should they keep the minig like everyone else and pass all the tzitzis, even though he said not to do that? And the Shiloh was sent to the Chamudi Daniel, and they asked him what to do, and the Chamudi Daniel said that Ba'alma, he would say that Avadi can't be mashanah from the minig, but Zat Tzadik, like they said, he's afraid to go k'neged his ratzon, so he said you should listen to what he said and keep all the tzitzis intact and don't passel the tzitzis, and that's what the Chevra Kedisha did. Taka, they left the tzitzis on, they didn't passel it, so not like the regular minik. Now, probably a thing happened when they were bringing him down to the kvura, his talis got caught on something, and they didn't realize. And when they put him down, one of the tzitzis was nifsak. Taka broke off, and they looked at this as a maifis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ratzon of Hashgacha was not to be mishan from the minik, even though he's mitzava to not be paisik it, but lemaisa ended up being nifsak, and the mele was buried that way with the talis being nifsak, like the Pashas of the Minig was, not Kafi, how we wanted to in his Tzavah.